We know that diabetes is a problem, especially in the Southeast. And here to talk with me for a few minutes this morning is wellness coach Linda Stallings. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Steve?
Doing well. Do we have more type 2 diabetes in our part of the country because we don't take care of ourselves, do you think?
We have a lot of type 2 diabetes. And that's one thing I wanted to talk about this morning, Steve. Is there maybe a little confusion because there's type 1 and type 2. So let me just kind of give a brief introduction to both of those. A type 1 diabetes is the inability of the pancreas to secrete insulin, okay, the hormone insulin that takes up the glucose in the bloodstream. And it usually occurs in childhood. Is an autoimmune disease, and it is not related to lifestyle whatsoever. Type 2 diabetes, on the other hand, Steve, is lifestyle, can be lifestyle related, because that the insulin is not is being produced, but the cells are not sensitive to the glucose in the blood, so they do not take it up, and you end up with too much sugar in the blood, which you become a diabetic, and we know that that becomes problematic over time, especially if it's not taken care of. But the good news about type 2 is that it can be reversible with lifestyle changes. And you're right, in this area, we do have a tremendous amount of type 2, and 90% of diabetics are type 2. So that's something that we hear a lot about. But today, we're going to talk a little bit about type 1. And I have a guest with me this morning. Eddie Ramirez is with me, and I want him to tell a little bit about what he's doing to fundraise for his niece.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. What I wanted to share was a challenge that I created, and I created a Facebook page to raise some funds. My niece, Elsa, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and she's 3 years old. So I had this challenge of doing a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and 26.2-mile run, which is an Ironman distance event. This event's going to happen in Wilmington, North Carolina, October 26th. So it's just a great opportunity for me to sort of honor her, my brother and sister's challenges, because it is very difficult as a parent to manage the disease. But also, I was really surprised by the lack of knowledge that I had about the disease, having two kids of my own. And I think that's probably one of the important things to understand is that most people, again, understand type 2 and understand some of that, but they don't see their kids and the possibilities of them being diagnosed with this disease. And then that just becomes something they have to manage for life.
Eddie's kind of smoothing over this triathlon thing. He was not a runner, right, Eddie?
That's correct.
He was a biker. He was not a runner. He was not a swimmer. So now this challenge has sparked him. And you remember, Steve, on the show, lots of times we've talked about when somebody wants to start an exercise program, they have to have a why. Why do you want to do this? Well, Andy's a great example of that, because he has his niece that he's doing this for, and he's just like you and me. He has a job.
That's correct.
Full-time job, and he has two small children, and a wife, and a house, and all the chores to take care of. But he has managed to train for this triathlon, which, as you mentioned, is in Wilmington, correct? On
correct.
The 26th. So tell us about what has the training been like, Eddie?
Training it's been about 8 to 10 hours a week, and I can, depending on which day and what I'm doing. Probably the challenge, if you will, is really managing your personal life and your family life, so that you can take care of the important things, the kids, be there for them during soccer, church on Sunday, all the important things in life that I have to be a father, I have to be a work at a job, et cetera, et cetera. But schedule that hour to 2 hours a day to train. And I have personally learned a lot about myself and my family and my wife's support, which she's really been great about it, in order to get that continuing, having that why, and why I want to do it and why I want to accomplish it and hopefully continue a better lifestyle for myself and my kids.
We're not suggesting everybody do a triathlon. Steve's like going, whoa. But it could be as simple as beginning a walking program, or beginning, you would want to do a 5K. You know, you set your goals and you determine why. And when I was talking to Eddie the other night, I said, how do you work all this in? And because you do want to be there for your children, of course. He said sometimes at night, you do the children, you help them with their homework, get get them ready for bed, and then he goes down in his gym and runs or bikes or I don't guess you swim in your basement, but but he gets all of his workout in one way or the other. And granted, his takes up a lot of time, but I want to challenge. I'm gonna do a little challenge for the people listening to us, Eddie. I want to challenge them in honor of what they're hearing today, whether it's their niece or nephew or their child, to begin to have a more active lifestyle, and especially if they are a type 1 or type 2 diabetic, because research has shown how much exercise and good nutrition can help reverse type 2. And like you said a minute ago, your brother and sister-in-law have become very savvy with nutrition and exercise to help their daughter. Tell us, too, Eddie, if people would like to donate. I know Barry Home Centers, where I coordinate the wellness program, is sponsoring you and also has some jars available to stop by the store.
Barry has graciously allowed for some jars to be placed in their store so that we can collect some funds there. You can also go on Facebook to a Facebook page that was created. It was 140.6 Mile Challenge for Juvenile Diabetes Research, and there is a link there for basically the JDRF Foundation, which you can donate there. Anything is appreciated. Of course, this all goes to research.
And one reason we are sponsoring as well, and I'm sure there's a lot of companies out there, but we have in our Barry family someone that has type 1 diabetes. You actually cycle with him, I think. And we have several that have type 2, so we're wanting to get the word out as well.
Wellness Coach Linda Stallings, her website is fitprescriptions.com. She's also active on Facebook. You can find her there. Good to visit with you. And Eddie, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.